Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Thanks to Toby for the update. Welcome back to Grant and Danny on the Fan, brought to you by the law firm Condori and Murad. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family. Schedule a free consultation with their team today, kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. Been a fun show so far. Got 30 minutes left. We'll take you up to 6:30 and eventually pregame ahead of Nats baseball. I told you, though, we wanted to get to our poll of the day, brought to you by Metropolitan Moving and Storage. The question we're asking you through the first 3 weeks of the Commanders season: who has been their best player? You went with Deebo Samuel. I went with Dorrance Armstrong. We also provided the options Bobby Wagner and Daron Payne. 31% went with Armstrong. 38% went with Deebo. 24% went with Daron Payne. It's interesting to me. Deebo Samuel is clearly the focal point of their offense.
Yeah.
He's their most targeted receiver, and he also carries the football at a rate that is comparable to that of some of their running backs at this point. But if you look at touches, he's got 20 of them through three games leading the team. He's a fixture. This is a featured member of this offense. He's 29. It's a contract year. He'll be 30 this time in a year and having been paid or walked. I wonder what they're thinking.
I do too.
Where are they headed here? You just made this big deal about not paying Terry McLaurin based on his age, who had been ultra productive and super durable. Deebo last year had a year where he was super down.
Yep.
Terry hasn't had one of those, and he's way less durable, not because of, you know, anything necessarily he does, but his violent collisions lead to injuries, and he just constantly misses a game. Yeah,
the way he's used at his best leads to more contact. There's more collision, and he takes that on. And he's so good at it, but that would scare the hell out of me.
But how do they pay him after they didn't pay Terry? Or do you do something similar where if you got to have like this big knockdown dragout thing where you franchise tag him or whatever, it goes into camp and you give him a year, kind of like they did with McLaurin, where you could keep him around for a year or two now? Is that a possibility?
I wonder. I wonder what he'll settle for. I wonder what the market is. I mean, there's so many variables there. So he's the class, one of those classic cases where it's almost like in fantasy where you'd go, I love to have him when it's going well, but I know it's going to cost me. I know there's going to be that marquee matchup or that big week where I need him to do the Swiss Army knife thing and he'll play for two plays or he'll be inactive or something. Or my opponent has him and that's the week he does the 14 touches, 113 total yards, two touchdowns, kick return or a punt return in there too. Like, he's a buyer beware kind of guy. And it's not because he's a bad person. I'm not saying because he's some sort of malcontent or thing like that. It's just his playing style, getting to 30 and north of, would scare the hell out of me as a GM. But my God, is he valuable when he's available.
So I think the usage right now and who they target and how involved they are and their offensive look tells you that they are higher on Deebo Samuel than they are Terry McLaurin as just a member of their offense. Do you think that that's a hot take or overstated?
No.
I mean, you've got 21 targets for Deebo, and 17 for Terry McLaurin. And in terms of catchable targets, like actual throws, short and intermediate, it's not even close. Right, Debo's got 6 more catches, 16 to 10. And he's got an additional 5 carries, I guess it is, or whatever. And Terry doesn't have any. So from a touches standpoint, he's doubling them up on the season right now. If you just watch it, there's not been a single quarter, a single drive where you feel like it's going through McLaurin. Like, he is the focal point. And that happens with Debo pretty constantly. I bring that up to say, based on what they're doing, it would not be that crazy to me if they went out and paid Debo after not being willing to pay Terry, even though Debo's going to be a little bit older. But, man, would that be an obvious referendum on what they thought of McLaurin and his overall worth. Because they could do the age thing all they want. But if you pay a guy that's a little bit older 1 year later, whose greatness was not even in your building, after just one season with you, it tells us it really wasn't about the age that much, was it? It was more about what you thought he was worth. And you look at how these guys are used. Again, it's a 3-game sample. We'll see over 17 and how sustainable is it, dealing with an injury. But you get what I'm saying.
Of course I do, yeah. So, but there, it's also in this offense, it's going to be different, right? Whereas in San Francisco, when Debo was full Debo, you also had Kittle at full Kittle. You know, you had McCaffrey at a time as full McCaffrey and options out the yang and great running games and everything. So there'd be weeks or months even where it's, you know, we don't need him for 7, 8, 9, 10 touches, but you'd have those months where you did. Here, I think he's going to be in store for more volume because he's not a down-the-field type threat, right? He's operating in that really short zone area where last year you had a hybrid of Olamide Zaccheaus and Jamison Crowder and a bunch of other Jags, frankly, getting those touches. This is all kind of close to line of scrimmage type stuff where he's operating within the first down chains. So I think he's in store for a lot of touches because of that. So it's not necessarily about volume to me. We're going to keep gut punching you so we can get to something special. Maybe it's Terry downfield or something like that.
So I agree with you. How I'm going to say this, though, is to me, this is just a feel thing. It's a look thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you've watched this offense through 3 games, it goes through Debo Samuel.
100% does.
Like Cliff Kingsbury's plan when he sits there to put together on a Microsoft Word document how he's going to attack the opponent. Starts with Debo Samuel and involving him.
So let me phrase it differently.
It does not start with Terry McLaurin at any point.
Agreed. Let me phrase it differently. The most important player that they think the defense is looking at is Debo Samuel.
So facts.
So the reason I say it that way is this. When he's in motion, the whole point is we're sending him in motion because we think you're going to react to that. Respectfully, when Jamison Crowder or Olamide Zaccheaus or guys he feels like I'm picking on were in motion, defenses will go, hey, man, do you want to get that one? We can banjo it. Nah, I'll go with him. But this is the everybody's waving their arms, everybody's pointing, everybody's hysterical because that's the key. That's the top of the scouting report. So if it's not going to him, they want you to think it is, right? I mean, that's the dude that scares the defense right now on this offense.
I mean, I think we're kind of talking past each other. Yes, what you're saying is accurate. What I'm saying is I don't care what the defense thinks or who they're prioritizing. I think if you ask Cliff Kingsbury with Truth Serum, who is your best player on offense, he would say Debo Samuel.
Yeah.
Not Terry McLaurin.
Mm-hmm.
And so if that's the case, if that's really how they feel, then it stands to reason that they might be willing to pay Debo Samuel at the end of this year when they weren't willing to pay Terry McLaurin, who's kind of been a get-in-where-you-fit-in guy. Now, I'm trying not to make too much out of 3 games because it was just last year where Terry was incredible. But that was not, as you said, Debo wasn't here to take some of the looks away, to have the offense go through him. Think about it like basketball. I remember when I had Shaq on my fantasy team back in the day, I would watch like a lot of Lakers games or whatever. And the first possession of every single game, the Wizards did the same thing with Marcin Gortat for a while. Every single game they'd set up in their half court, wall comes down, Lakers come down, it was like Derek Fisher or whoever, and they would dump the ball into the block to Shaq, or here it would be Gortat. They would do this little back down thing, and then they would throw up like a little baby hook, and that was their first possession of every single game. It was clockwork. It was like every night Gortat would get the ball. He would attempt 4 field goals all game, but it was always the first possession of every single game for like a season where they just dump it in, everyone stands around, he ISOs, and then you get like a 4-footer. And on a night where he scores, you're like, ah, maybe Marchand's got it tonight. The offense went through big men like Chris Webber, right? Mm-hmm. Their offense is like a Debo Samuel operation. If he weren't there, it would look very different. We saw it last year. Yes. They were elite. They were never punted. They moved the ball. They scored constantly. They were one of the five best offenses over the last couple of seasons in DVOA, I think. And they did that going through Terry, mostly. I'm not saying they can't go through Terry. I'm just saying this is what they've chosen to do through three games. So,
do you think that's going to continue as Terry gets his sea legs underneath him?
Yeah, I do. I think they traded for Debo. They, you know, they inherited Terry, and when they had a chance to pay him, they made it the biggest fight of his life to just get a one-year extension.
Yeah.
They went and got Debo, paid him $20 million for an extension, which is basically what they did with Terry, and they gave up a fifth-round pick. So, yeah, I think they think Debo's the dude on the offense.
I do, too, to a degree. And I think also, I think they turned what would have already been a high fader even higher without Eckler. Because a lot of those, like, underneath-type looks, you know, might have gone to Austin Eckler to take some pressure off Debo Samuel. But I think just because he's not under contract in the future, I hate to think of it this way, but I think they're gonna ride that horse a little bit. You know what I mean? Where it's like, it's already spent. We don't know anything beyond the future. We don't have to worry about, you know, kind of long-term. And I know coaches don't think this way necessarily. Organizations don't really. You're getting through seasons and weeks at a time. But they're going, if, you know, we kind of run him into the ground, we don't really have to worry about it as badly. And not to be, you know, cruel or flippant about it, but I think that may be a consideration as well.
We'll come back to the Commanders because I want to talk Jaden Daniels and his knee injury in a second. Toby's been mentioning this in the update. We haven't talked about this. In a different world, there's a multiverse out there where I would like to talk about this for 4.5 hours. We are getting a automated strike zone, partially, in Major League Baseball next year via a challenge system. You got to have a better one than that, right? That's like the
tepid applause.
Give me like the everyone going ham sandwich falling all over each
like
other.
Like Al Bundy zings peg back in the day.
All right. You got to announce it again. The people need you to
announce
it.
There we go. Yeah.
Major League Baseball, they announced today, after a week in which there were 1,025 calls that were wrong at home plate between September 15th and September 21st. 1,025 ball strike calls were wrong during that week. They have decided that they will allow teams to challenge balls and strikes calls for the first time ever next year.
Yeah. That's that Oscar stand-up.
You guys smell that? Smell deep. Breathe in, Danny. Smells like progress.
Here we go. The times, they are a-changing.
Smells like correctness.
Mmm.
Smells like calls being accurate.
Oh, yes.
The way Dad did it, the way Grandpa did it, this time around, not the way we need to do it, people. 1,025 calls were screwed up and wrong, many of which changed innings, which changed games, which changed outcomes, which could change who gets into the playoffs and who doesn't over enough baseball games.
Rubes know that is what's called the human element. The human element.
This romantic thing, which actually just means the ability to screw up calls.
It means wrong.
I'm watching a video from Umpire Auditor here of the 10 worst calls of the week. I mean, some of these are absolutely laughable. Like, what are you thinking? Pete Crow Armstrong standing here looking at the ump laughing like, you closed your eyes on accident, right? Like you just weren't paying attention. Just say you weren't paying attention, and
it's
I'll just
okay.
go back to
yeah.
the dugout. I know we all have bad moments. That was a really bad moment.
You guys are all so young. You don't remember the 90s, dude. You don't remember Tom Glavin getting a foot off the outside corner and Eric Gregg just doing the Liam Neeson bit from Naked Gun, just ringing people up.
So the only thing better than this would be a full automated strike zone, obviously, where every call's correct. But we will take this because it is growth. It is progress. It is a meeting in the middle. And this is actually going to add something to baseball. For those of you that pay attention who have seen this in the fall league or the minor leagues or the all-star game at the big league level or spring training, been in these ballparks, they put on the screen the technology of the strike zone, very zoomed in and large for everyone to see, and the ball where it comes across. And so then you see in real time on the screen if the umpire was right or wrong, if the challenge is a won or lost. And everyone reacts in real time. They cheer. It's going to be the coolest thing ever. It's going to add to the game, in addition to just getting more calls correct. So on behalf of Darris and Toby, and especially Ryan.
Mostly Ryan, yeah.
The Grant and Danny radio program would like to congratulate Major League Baseball on a job well done. The first of a couple of steps to getting balls and strikes calls correct. This is a big deal, people. 2026 coming to a ballpark near you, 3 blocks from where we're sitting.
The most important part of this to me is an end of umpire tyranny. And what I mean by that is there needs to be accountability, which will never actually happen, right? Because whether that's the union's too strong or otherwise, but you know, the, you could pick your Hirschbeck or Marty Foster or any horse's ass that's like looking to get in a fight. And they think every time an someone's yelling at them, they're the weird one. They're the wrong one. But it's somehow you that's always being yelled at, CB Buckner. It's that some weird coincidence, Laz Diaz.
Yes.
It's not. It's you. You're the problem. So the more we can take away the power, the more we can take away their undue influence on the sporting event, the better it is.
So it's so funny that I forgot to tell you this, because this actually should be like a lot more content for the show than it's about to be, especially because we got to get back to Jaden Daniels. I think I may have gotten ejected from a high school football game this past week.
Excuse me?
For like arguing with a referee in a sense. So again, there's a lot more to this.
Wait, what?
Yeah. It probably shouldn't have come up at 6:16. I have not thought about it since Friday night. I have not. So I was at a high school football game. I occasionally go down to the sideline of the high school football game.
Okay.
I'm down on the sideline, and I behave all the time. I see bad reffing all the time. Not a big deal. This side judge was the biggest goose. He was yelling at the ball boys. His demeanor was awful. He's like trolling people. I mean, he could not have been a bigger jerk, in my opinion. Just his general demeanor. The reason I thought about it was what you were just talking about.
Yeah.
He's like picking a fight with Bryce Harper, right? Like
multiple, he's Marty Fostering it.
Multiple times he's like running down the sideline, and he like, you know, anyone's within 5 feet of him, he's like telling him he's going to throw a flag on him, you know, get back and all this stuff. But his whole demeanor was just, he stunk, this guy. I just watching him, I was like fuming watching this guy. Mind you, he was terrible also, okay? But it's high school football. I'm not going to be that guy.
Sure.
Until I was.
Oh, no.
Okay? So I didn't think much of it. But I'm like 15 feet behind him. And they make a call, and it was a really bad call. They call an offsides when the quarterback took a full step back in shotgun at like for a snap that didn't come. And so like he takes a step back to get the snap, and then the end like jumps across the line and is basically offsides because the quarterback moved, which is
the quarterback move to prompt.
So the guy calls like an offsides, okay? This is the eighth time I've seen him just make a terrible call. Mind you, he's treating everyone like they're an ant, okay? Mm-hmm. And I've just had enough with this guy. Now, I'm nobody, and I shouldn't be on the sideline, and I'm just, you know, not. I should go back to eat a hot dog and sit in the crowd. And so the coach, like, says to this guy, he's like, the quarterback moved. And he's like, another word from you, or, you know, whatever he says.
Yeah, sure, the normal thing, yeah.
Not the normal thing at all, but the normal thing for
his normal thing.
Who's incapable of, like, realizing that he doesn't need to be a jerk to everyone. And so I'm, like, 10 feet behind this guy, and I just go, that is so bad, 146, or whatever his number was. I don't know what his number was. Like at that, like, but like loud so he could hear it. Thinking, what's gonna happen? And this guy turns around at me, and I'm like, that was brutal. Like just like straight looking.
What?
At
so
him.
Once he looks at you, yeah. Then you follow up with that was brutal?
I go, that was brutal, but loud, like yelling kind of.
Oh my God.
He goes, get in the coach's box. And he like points down to where the coaches have to stand. I'm not a coach. I'm not supposed to be in the coach's box. Now there's a technicality here. Why am I there?
Yeah, then
what
the
am I supposed to be doing? We don't need to get into that. I said, he goes, get in the coach's box. I said, I don't need to go to the coach's box. He's like, well, get off the sideline. I said, I'll get off the sideline. Why don't you do your job better? Just like that. Okay? Now, should I have said that? No. Was I being a jerk? Yes. This guy stunk on ice. I cannot stress this enough. He just treated everyone like this all night long. And now he's like yelling at me and being a jerk to me. And so I took it as like, come on, guy. Do better. And so he's like, get out of here. And he's pointing at me. And I'm like, watch the game. And I pointed at him to watch the game. Now, they're about to snap again, and he's still, like, chirping me as I'm leaving. Now, I didn't have to leave the field, I don't think. He didn't, like, make it a point. But I'm also not supposed to be there, really. So, like, I'm just going to go find another place to sit.
Yeah.
Probably eat some popcorn. So, I'm like, not, like, wearing it. I'm feeling okay about it. But he's like, keep going. Keep going. Keep walking. And I was like, keep watching the game. Watch the game, dude. That's your job. I'm not, don't worry about me. Watch the game. And we're like pointing at each other, yelling as like the play's going on.
How have you not communicated this? There's a whole weekend. There are hours and days.
I didn't think about it. I didn't think about it.
You didn't think about it?
No, I did not think about it.
You had a run-in Northern Virginia high school football with an official and got kicked out of a sideline you're not supposed to be at.
That's a technicality.
He technically told you to leave the sideline.
Well, he told me to get in the coach's box. I said, I'll go leave the sideline if you start doing your job. And then I started walking away. He starts yelling at me. I told him, do your job.
Oh.
Just a bunch of times. Just kept yelling, do your job.
My God. You Belichicked him?
He kept yelling at me, like, get off the sideline. I'm like, watch the game. Maybe that would help you. Do your job. Like that. Like, and we just were back and forth.
Yeah.
For like, and then I just like got around the, you know, stood like leaning over the fence now, like 5 feet further back from where I was.
Right.
No longer.
Because that fixed it. That solved it.
Everything's fine.
Right.
And then I was just like, I'm not going to wear this guy out anymore because he's just a high school referee. But at the same time, stop treating everyone like you're so much better than them. I just couldn't. And I mean, I've been down there for a bunch of games. I've seen so many bad refs, so many good refs. Never said a word.
Oh, my God.
This guy, though, it was the MLB umpire thing.
Yeah.
It was not even that he was bad. Like, that's a side effect to please treat people with a little decorum. He's yelling at the ball boys like, what's the matter with you, kid? Get over here. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, you bully. He was just such a bully. You know, I was like, number 215, you know, like, or whatever.
Yeah, whatever his number is.
I don't remember. But, yeah.
The part that there's a lot. Oh, my God. First of all, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Second of all, it's when he turns. You've already made your, you're reacting. Because that happens all the time. Like,
right.
It's morning events where it's like, oh, my God, no way. Quarterback moved. It's obvious. It's that's so bad. When he turned and looked at you.
Yeah.
And you said, that's so brutal.
Yeah.
Whew, man.
Well, I mean, what do you want me to do?
I don't know. I'm terrified of that, by the way.
Again, I think if he was a reasonable guy who was treating everyone with the normal decency that you have, it's like, oh, we're all in this thing together. Let's talk. The coaches and I are talking. The players and I are talking. That was not his tone.
No.
Then it's fine. But like when you're just above everyone and you're just
butchering
things. So I just was like, that's brutal. That's a brutal call. The quarterback moved. How did you not see that? And like, he did not like that.
No, he didn't.
Get in the coach's box. Like, I didn't want to go through the whole deal, but
where
I'm like,
actually, technically, I don't belong
technicality
here.
Technicality guy.
Yeah.
I'm not really a coach. So I didn't want to go there because he's like, what the hell are you doing here? And I don't have a good answer for that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Exactly right.
Oh my God, dude.
So yeah, so I told my wife I kind of got ejected, but I didn't really. Like, ejected would mean you got to leave the premises. He just didn't want me near him anymore.
You got removed from the sideline.
But like, if you had a video of it, you would like. I just kept like, it was just back and forth. We're like the whole way off. He's like, this is how you know. Also, like, I'm walking away. He's like, kind of wearing me out as the game's going on. So that tells you everything you need to know.
Of course.
But I just kept going like, watch the game, man. Do your job. Just do your job. That's all I'm asking. Do your job. Like, just back and forth with him the whole time. So yeah, not my best moment. But also, that guy can kick rocks.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Let's get you a Commanders Survivor on this Tuesday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
All right, let's get after it. Let's see who's getting immunity. Last week it was Zach Ertz. He's not eligible this week. He will hang around moving forward. Darius, who's getting immunity?
Immunity is going to a Hall of Famer, and that is Bobby Wagner.
Bobby Wagner,
you are immune going into next week.
Let's go. Love that.
Yeah. You have a couple of sacks, a couple of tackles for loss, some pass breakups, partridge in a pear tree. That's a game.
Love that. Very well done. All right, Darius, who's getting sent home?
I think we called this one earlier in the show. I came in, I said, guys, it feels like a day where Marshawn Lattimore is going home. Marshawn Lattimore, you've been dismissed from the island.
You called your shot.
I called my shot.
You had that right.
Like Babe Ruth pointing the barrel of the bat to the outfield seats.
And he ripped it.
Been doing this Survivor thing for about 5 years now.
He knows what it's about.
I think I know the people.
You got a feel for it.
Was it close? Was the voting close? Was
it
anybody
was
else
close
was up there?
At all. Mm.
Well done, I think, by everybody. I can't be overly surprised by anything. I don't know that I would have kicked off Lattimore, but I don't have a better.
Yeah, who would you have voted off then? That's who I voted for.
I think that's kind of a lifetime achievement award here, too.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you get banged up. He didn't do anything overly negative, I didn't think, in this game particularly, but yeah, that's fine. I'm not going to take issue with that.
Felt like it was time. Yeah, as once the other injured guys have kind of been weeded out, the kicker long gone after missing a couple chippies. This is who's next. It's harder when the team's good. I would say that. When you're losing 14 games, it's you can't wait to kick someone off.
It is time for the leadoff brought to you by the Window Man. Since 1989, the Window Man's been the educational window company. Get your free in-home estimate or visit thewindowman.com's all-new Fairfax showroom.
He is pitching, Brad Lord, on the bump. Nassim Nunez leads off, playing second base. James Wood in left field, batting second. Abrams batting third, playing shortstop. Daylon Lyle, your DH, hitting fourth. Luis Garcia Jr. at first base tonight, mind you. That's a first base positioning for Louis. Dylan Cruz in right field, hitting sixth. Riley Adams hitting seventh, doing the catching. Brady Hoos at third base, hitting eighth. And Jacob Young in center field, hitting ninth.
We will have to save our next installment of the What's Going On with Jaden Daniels knee conversation for tomorrow at this point.
Indeed, sir.
But there won't be any more intel between now and then, I wouldn't think, the way it's coming out at this point. Dan Quinn speaks, I think, before our show. We're probably going to get another day-to-day situation.
Day-to-day.
Day-to-day is lingering into week-to-week at this point. Big thanks to our producers, Steris, Ryan, and Toby, working hard as always behind the scenes. For Danny, I'm Grant, saying so long. Thank you for listening to us on The Fan. We're back at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Remember, Friday in Reston, the Field Trip Friday show. We're going to be at Charbar, which is in the JW Marriott in Reston. Nats baseball on The Fan tonight.
Thank you for coming.
I'm Toby Altizer with your sports update on The Fan, and this update is brought to you by thewindowman.com, the educational window company. In the NFL, it's on to week 4. The Commanders getting set to take on the Falcons. Some injury updates. Dan Quinn called Jaden Daniels day-to-day yesterday when he addressed the media. We'll get more updates tomorrow when he talks. Terry McLaurin injured his quad at the end of their win over the Raiders. He's getting a second opinion. His status for the Falcons game is uncertain. The big news today, quarterback news in New York. The Giants making a quarterback switch to their rookie. Jackson Dart going to start in week 4 against the Chargers. Baseball. MLB is going to implement the automatic balls and strikes challenge system in the 2026 season. 2 challenges per team can only be initiated by the pitcher, catcher, and the batter. Nationals taking on the Braves tonight. Game 2 of the series in Atlanta. 7:15 right here on The Fan. Brad Lord takes on Hurston Waldrop. Buy one, get one 40% off and get 0% APR for a full year. You get both from thewindowman.com. Alltrax Windows, Monterey Storm Windows, Provia Doors, all apply. Thewindowman.com, select products only. Minimums and installation apply. Prior sales, already quoted projects excluded. See consultant for details. From the Crop Midcap 5-Star Sports Desk, I'm Toby Altizer on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.